Vishus Marenu Virabenu Rav Weinberger. I'm going to give a little introduction here to Demai. So Demai we had in Brachus that the Lashon of Demai, the Rav says, comes from Da Mai. What is this? Now there's a chazaka that all Amaratzim, they take Truma. When we refer to Truma, we talk about Truma Gedola. When we take Truma and give it to the Kohen, because the reason is there's a Chi of Misa, and they're very careful about that. But they do not take Maestras. Now, when we say they don't take Maestras, most of them do take Maestras, but there's a Miat that does not take Maestras. Now, when one takes Maestras or sets aside Maestras and then eats it, it's actually a Machlekes whether or not there's an Isser to actually eat Maestras once you already set aside Maestras, or there's no Isser at all. Rav Meir holds there's an Isser D'Oraisa, and the Chum holds there's no Isser at all to eat Maestras. But Trumas Meiser, obviously, after you designate Meiser and give to the Levi, normally the Levi would give Trumas Meiser from the Meiser who'd give to the Kohen. That has a Chi of Misa. The Amaratzim, although there's a Chi of Misa on that, so remember they're careful by the regular Truma, but they're not as careful on Trumas Meiser because Trumas Meiser is not openly written the Chi of Misa that's applied to it. That's what the Tiferes Yisrael explains. So if we go like the Chachamim, that there's no Isser to eat Meiser. So if one sets aside Meiser within his fruits and then eats it, he's not over any Isser. And a Levi's allowed to actually afterwards can give, after Levi gets it, he can give it back to you. There's no Isser of eating Meiser. But what happens if a person was not Mafrish Meiser? So this is also called Tevel, and it's Tevel for the Meiser that's in it. And then the Gemara in Yevamos learns that there's an Issa D'Oraisa of eating Tevel. When you learn the Gemara, both Rashi and Tosfos hold that there's an Isser of Tevel of Meiser, and there's also Chi of Misa, which means even if Truma was taken, and even if Truma's Meiser, let's say, would technically have been taken, if you did not designate a shame for Meiser, there would be an Chi of Misa to eat Tevel of Meiser, and also Pashtus, Tevel of Meiser Ani as well. So the Rav uses a Lashon in this, the first Mishnah that we're going to get to soon. He says that if a person eats Tevel, Shelo Chormu Menu Matnas Kahuna Chayv Misa, a Tevel, which is a Tevel of Meiser he's referring to, that you did not take off Matnas Kahuna, which is Trumas Meiser in that reference, he's Chayv Misa. So Reb Kiv Eger asks, even Tevel to Meiser Rishon by itself, you're Chayv Misa. Why do I have to say that if you eat Tevel, that you didn't take off Trumas Meiser, you chayv Misa? Even if you did take Trumas Meiser, if you didn't call it a name, if you didn't give it a shame Meiser, if it's still Tevel, you chayv Misa, like Rashi and Tosfos over there. So the Rav should have said, if a person eats Trumas Meiser, he's chayv Misa. So Reb Kiv Eger held that according to the Rav, there are two points. This is the two things that he held. One, that the Rav held that there's a chayv Misa on Tevel for Meisris. That's why he asked this question. And number two, according to the Rav, we're dealing with the case where the Baal HaBayis called it a shame Meiser before we're discussing taking off Trumas Meiser, because the Reb Kiv Eger says the Rav should have used the Lashon whoever eat the Oichel Truma Chayv Misa. He should have said that whoever eats Truma Trumas Meiser is Chayv Misa. Why did he say the Lashon that he did? Ha'Oichel Tevel Shalohor Mimenu Matnas Kuna. The Rav used the Lashon of the person that ate Tevel. So the Rambam in Hilchas Machalos Asuras says that Ha'Oichel Midover Shenitli Mimenu Truma Gedola Utrumas Meiser Vadain Lo Hifrish Mimenu Meisrus Vafilo lo nishabo el meiser oni harezel loikem ishem oichel tevel the ein bo misa she ein oven misa el betruma gedola utrumas meiser. So we see that the Rambam says that tevel for meiser, there's no chiv misa. If you took off trumas meiser, then there's no chiv for tevel of meiser. Meaning, if you don't give something a name of meiser, you took off truma, and then you have the remaining fruits, but you don't give it a name of meiser, and then you, let's say, you somehow took off trumas meiser, which you can, the Rambam says you can, and now you're just left off with tevel of Meiser. It wasn't designated Meiser, and you would eat it. There's only a lav. So we could possibly say, to answer Reb Kiv Eger's question, that the Rav held like the Rambam. And it also comes out, obviously, the Rambam says you can take off Trumas Meiser even before you give it a name of Meiser. So it comes out that Trumas Meiser is not dependent, and you don't have to take off Meiser first, because you can obviously give Trumas Meiser even before you take off Meiser. So now we're going to say a big chiddush in the Rav. Tosfos Yontif says this. And this is going to help us understand the Rav's Shita, and it'll just go throughout the Masechta. The Rav writes a Lashon that Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni don't have to be taken out from the Demai. So it sounds like not only do you not have to take it out, you don't even have to call it a name Meiser. You can leave it as Tevel, and you can keep it with the shame Tevel, without any specific name of Meisers. All you have to do is take out Trumas Meisers. Just like the Rambam says. That's why he didn't write the way Reb Kiv Eger said he should have written. Because by Tevel, there's no Chiv Misa. So it comes out, if this is the way we learn the Rav, that Lichat Chilo, you can put yourself in a situation, if you would go buy fruits from an Am Haaretz, and you don't know if he took Maestras, you know he took off Truma, like we said, you don't know if he took off Maestras, one is allowed to not separate Maeser, and just have it Tevel for Maestras. Because Maestris is only a lav. There's no chi of misa. And when it's only a lav, the chachamim weren't machmir on demai. And because most amaratzim take off meiser, and since it's only a lav, and it's not a lav that has a chi of misa, one could be makel. The Rav says that practically, the things that we're choshish for are dafka trumas meiser, and also Meiser Sheni. So Trumas Meiser we know because it's a Chi of Misa on that. And Meiser Sheni, that's for a different reason that we shouldn't eat it Betuma or outside of Yerushalayim. So therefore, we're machmer by Meiser Sheni too. But in truth, why are we choshish also for things that have a Chi of Misa? Shouldn't we say Rov? There's a din of Rov. Rov works in many different scenarios. So Tosfos says in Shabbos, there's a Rov and a Miyut, a majority, the most Amaratzim take off Maestras, and a minority of them do not. In this case, the minority is very common. It's called a Miyut HaMotzo. It's a very common minority. And when it's a very common minority and happens very often, we're Machmer. And again, we're only machmer in a common minority, dafka, according to the Rav, with a zechi of misa, or like we said, by Maaser Sheni also, we're afraid of tumah and taking out Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim. But regarding the Maaser that's in this, or the tevel of Maaser, if you're not even calling it a shame Maaser, like we said, if a Levi would come and say, Mitzad Isser, I hear that you can eat it because of a rov. But Lamaisa, it's mine. As far as Dine Mamanus, I want it. It belongs to me. So we have the concept of Hamotzi Machavero of Araya by Dine Mamanus. And we don't have to give him any of the Maestras, because we could say to him, the Maestras perhaps were taken on this and prove to me that they weren't.